what I want. Thanks for subscribing to KHOL and listening to the Teton Sports Talk Podcast, the number one sports talk show in the great state of Wyoming. Previously on Teton Sports Talk.
Hey, what's up, Massey?
What's up?
Jim Larranaga is going to do it again. Miami's going to the Final Four.
Mark it.
What's up, dude?
What's up?
My prediction is Jordy Nelson takes the Packers to the Super Bowl.
Him and Aaron Rodgers are the best.
Hey.
Well, hey.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I got an investment proposal for you.
Okay.
I'm writing Requiem for a Dream on ice.
Can I design the costumes?
Moose Hockey is going back to back. They're going to burn out the Suns.
Dude, they crush.
Wanna hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and that can only mean one thing. Sports Talk for the next hour, bringing you into the weekend, and a big weekend it's going to be, Graham. Okay, so let me introduce the room. Graham, I forgot. Graham's a robot. He actually doesn't respond until I introduce himself.
Oh, we're doing this show in English.
I'm your host, Massey Zeman. To my left, Graham Trenor. And yes, Graham traveled. He's like one of the millennials that travels abroad and comes back and thinks he's the world's most worldly person. And in fact, he was just in Mexico.
See, S-O-S-P. I mean, sorry. Yes, that's me. Yes, see. Sorry. Yes. God.
I mean,
dog it.
It's hard to reacclimate culturally when you've been gone for an entire week. It really is.
I mean, yeah. Today was it was overcast to get up, but I still pull out the suntan lotion instead of the normal lotion.
Yeah.
You know, my normal face, like Nivea stuff. You know, the stuff you use, too.
Because your skin will crack in the cold, and then your skin will burn warm.
I'm just used to putting on suntan lotion.
You forgot to put on
from
pants
being on
today.
Vacation.
I
wore shorts, as requested by you, in the studio. And how they look? How the gams?
They're spectacular. Great radio. You have and you just... Yeah,
I flashed some. I wanted to see the muscles that were on display at Togedy today.
Yeah,
on the snowmobile.
Yeah,
I did wear pants.
You just showed me your upper man thigh and how tan it was.
Did you see the difference?
Yeah. So trainer's tan. He wanted me to say that on air. So trainer's tan.
Thanks.
It's good radio. That's
did you
your
see
tan.
The tip? What?
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 The. So how was Mexico? You gave me the
muy bien.
All right, yeah, you gave the crowd a pretty good rundown.
Yeah, that was some quality time on the phone there.
What did you do?
Evie was getting ready. She was hosing herself down. I was sitting in the bed. Decided to talk to you and your brother-in-law,
Dawson.
What's that guy? Yeah, Dawson. He's great.
Yeah,
he's a great dad.
Trainer,
I can just tell because he puts up with me browning out in bed. Trying to conduct an interview.
I was thinking of
is
the Billy
like
Madison
Dawson dealing with a 2-year-old child.
So,
yeah, I can tell he's gonna be a great dad for Ward as a 2-year-old.
Yeah, Dawson sorted through it quite better.
Yeah,
a little better than
I. He did. Dawson and I were feeling each other, and I really enjoyed it when you kept saying El Camarón, Los Camarones, shrimp, over and over. We were just ignoring you both.
Yeah,
Dawson wanted to talk to me more than he wanted to talk to you, and that was just a beautiful moment for me.
Well, I was like,
he's sick of you. Your family. You're always around. You're the in-law. You're an in-law. Do you realize you're his in-law? You know how in-laws have that stigma?
I know. We don't have to talk about last week's podcast quite as much as we need to on this week's podcast. We have plenty to get to.
Last week's still relevant.
Well,
people should download us.
You know what's happening? Yeah, download us.
That's two downloads a week.
Okay, there you go. Check this out.
What's up,
this
man?
Weekend, huge weekend. One, Jackson Hole, a lot of free music going on. That's always super fun. Hopefully the weather will be nice. Apparently it's not going to be, but whatever.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
And Dave Matthews is playing.
Portugal
you
the Man's playing.
You promised me,
if Dave Matthews was playing, just every single spring break college girl that liked to ski would be here.
I could go, what do the kids say? check out the talent.
With my cruise the 4-H babes,
my puka shell necklace, my tan.
That's right, dude. You'd be like, hey, you think you've been on spring break? I've been on spring break. Look at this hemp necklace with this meaningful symbol from some ancient. Oh, nice. It's wristband. It's a wristband. Oh, look at there. That's not exactly Spanish, but it is a political statement.
Democracy Now! Is next.
Yeah.
It says CKUF, backwards, and then the president's name.
So are we talking sports? It's March Madness is what I'm trying to get to. We can't get that far. I should just go right to it. March Madness.
March Madness.
And this is the most nervous I've ever been.
I'm excited. The Sweet 16... Already some matchups lined up. Notre Dame and Penn State are playing. And UNC Asheville went to double overtime with USC just a couple nights ago. What?
I'm looking for my notes.
Oh.
I can't tell if you're telling the truth or not. You're looking at the wrong who's
Oh, NIT.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I know. You got to change your brain.
My show prep.
Yeah.
I had this whole thing about it was Rudy versus Sandusky.
Those teams aren't in it.
Yeah.
That's where we used to live. We used to live in the NIT. You just haven't changed your brain.
Oh, no, exactly.
So it's like, oh, yeah, we're good enough to make the tournament every year.
I was born a UVA fan. Like, came out of the womb, dad threw orange and blue on me, and, you know, haven't looked back.
Yeah, so
well, I don't have two college teams like Massey. I have one.
You root for TCU.
Not like you root for Bama, though.
Have you ever seen me root for Bama?
All the time.
You've never seen me root for Bama.
Yeah, I have. I've watched you watch sports because you're, you know, a good looking guy. Like, it's nice to like watch, and I'm married, so, you know, it's just nice to just look at dudes from afar.
Okay.
All right. And I've also heard you talk about Alabama all the time on the show here.
No, you somehow have this voice in your head of how I saw. You have some Alabama fan that you hate, and you insert his
it's not you, though,
Alabama
right.
identity into me, and we talk about Alabama only when they're relevant.
You're right. I do. It's not fair to you. I pretend like there's an exorcism going on. You're that awful backwards racist Alabama fan, but you're not. You're a good guy.
Yeah, I'm not bad.
No, you're not so bad.
Just.
So you get Alabama.
God, what if UVA wins, man?
Oh, I know.
Maybe the greatest sports year of my life. It would have been the greatest sports year of my life.
Eagles, Astros, UVA winning would erase all that, but it still wouldn't be the best because the Eagles won. So,
can we talk March Madness?
Yes, speaking of Alabama, they're playing right now.
They're playing right now. We can't report on that game. Maybe we'll pause it, report back on it. But I just want to give me your Sweet 16.
My Sweet 16?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Sweet. I don't have my bracket on me, but I can do it. I can do it.
Well, okay. Hold on. Before we start through that, let's start at Final Four.
Okay. So we're going.
No, we're reversing.
Outwards, inward?
No, no. You just gave me that look about you're going to say, and think about your bracket on air for five minutes. If you don't have it written down, we're not going to.
Do you want my fantasy baseball pre-draft rankings, or do you want
my bracket? I want your Final Four.
Okay. Little school in Charlottesville. Thomas Jefferson, ever heard of him?
Mm.
University of Virginia, Cavalier.
Beautiful Wahoos. This time of year. Yeah. Beautiful.
They're going to take down...
Cherry blossoms.
Arizona. And then they're going to take down... God, what did I do there? I think I did. I did Tennessee.
Thank God.
Tennessee
we did
balls.
Not. Oh,
yeah,
I had them
see,
out.
I mean, I've been, you know, been writing this stuff down a lot. Talking to people.
So I have UVA playing Cincy right there. I have UVA beating Zona.
One versus two, really going on a limb there.
Oh, everyone, but Arizona, this is how I look at it.
I'm just flirting.
Besides the Pac-12 champion, mm-hmm. Arizona, I usually pick anybody that's won a tournament. I'm like, they're playing pretty hot right now. And I go with a hot hand. That is my thing.
Not
Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's tough because Arizona, Kentucky potentially play this weekend already. Yeah. Both, you know, two of the hottest teams in the country kind of slamming their way through their tournaments. SEC for Kentucky,
Pac-12. Pac-12 is garbage. I think Arizona's the only Pac-12 team in the tournament because they won the big tournament.
Arizona, yeah, UCLA is already out, and Arizona State's already out. So Arizona's left. I think USC, I was talking about USC earlier. I think they should have gotten in, but whatever. Water under the milk, spilt milk.
All right, so bottom left bracket, I forget, it's probably the West. Is that the West?
Xavier.
You have Xavier coming out?
Xavier Land. No, it's Xavier's number one seed. I have the Zags. I have a rematch of the 1999 March Madness. First round game, UVA, Gonzaga. You were in diapers.
I was 13, but whatever.
Yeah, it's close enough.
no, I was 14. Anyway.
Yeah. Who's versus Zags?
I have Michigan coming out of there. Why? Because Michigan won the Big Ten.
Very good.
There's my method.
Mad Michigan.
I've been beating Xavier. Zags. The Zags didn't look so good. We had the advantage of hindsight here. But also, I just can't pick UNC because I hate UNC. So I won't pick. I refuse to pick.
I have one rule.
I have one rule. I never pick Duke or UNC the Final Four.
And tonight you're going to break your one rule.
No, never. I never. Screw it.
Batman.
Top right. Nova Land.
Yeah, I went boring. Went Nova.
I went Nova.
Purdue.
So
I was close to putting Purdue in there, but Nova Purdue was the showdown.
Well, I have Texas Tech.
Sexy.
Texas Tech coming out of there.
Look at this guy. Tubby Smith and the guns up, grades down, Texas Tech, Red Raiders.
Bottom right, got Kansas over Duke. But I have, listen, I have Kansas beating New Mexico. That's why they get that far. And Michigan State losing to Duke.
New Mexico State, let's be accurate.
I'm sorry.
On the show
here. I'm sorry. But I just can't pick Duke. I was like, man, and I don't. I got Kansas against Duke, and I was like, well, Duke's better, but screw him. Kansas is also a Big 12 champion. Like, look, I have every single one of them. I have my champions. Final Four. That's my method. It's worked out okay.
Texas Tech did not win the Big 12. Kansas did.
Final Four. My Final Four is all champions.
I thought you said Texas Tech was your Final Four team.
No, I have Nova over Texas Tech.
Oh, Nova over Texas Tech. Oh, I was like, damn, you're going out on a limb.
No. It usually plays out like that.
That would have been kind of cool, though. 2-1 seeds, 2-3 seeds, Michigan and Texas Tech. Tubby Smith, yeah, good coach. Won his first year with Kentucky. I mean, he was playing with Rick Pitino's players. I always wonder about that.
Wait, like Tubby Smith?
Kentucky coach, 90s, Rick Pitino, left for the Knicks.
Tubby Smith's at Texas Tech?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure he's not? Who's at Memphis?
Memphis? Today?
Hold on a second. In fact, he left Memphis today.
Yeah, he was fired after what? Would you say 20 some wins?
Well,
dude, he is such a look at his manhole.
What do you mean he was on? He was at Tech. I'm confused because I don't know his timeline. Was he at Texas Tech last year?
Yeah,
he's just signing contracts. And he's getting fired
on Wikipedia. He's considered a man whore in college basketball coaching ranks.
Yeah,
Kentucky. Yeah, wait, hold on a second. Tulsa, Georgia.
Did he play? Did Kentucky, Temple?
All right, sorry. Kentucky, Minnesota. I knew he coached for Minnesota. Texas
Long
Tech.
Time.
2013 to 16, Memphis 16 to 18.
Yeah, they're gonna give that job to attendance is down. They're gonna give that job to Penny Hardaway, and Penny Hardaway hired an actual coach. Penny Hardaway is the face, and this his backup coach is somebody famous, but I forget his name. Anyway, so Texas Tech is
that was
a good shot.
That was a good 3.5 minutes on Texas Tech.
that's talking Big 12 basketball.
Michigan State beating Kansas. That was my. Bottom right.
I like it. Michigan State is talented. Izzo traditionally plays one of the harder schedules in the country. He's a tournament-built guy. Mm-hmm. He always designs his teams around tournaments. For instance, he's pretty consistent at putting them in the toughest tournaments at the beginning of the season, like the EA one down in Hawaii or like that random one they have in Cuba.
Or EA Sports.
Occasionally they like play on a battleship or something.
Oh,
10 times in a row, but they usually play a pretty tough schedule. So I like them, and I hate Duke, so screw them.
Yeah,
I hate, you know what? I don't even like Michigan State. I'll take that back. They put Virginia.
I don't like their gymnastics program, but I like, you know, I like other things. I will say, yeah, a lot of my reasoning behind this, the first part.
Sorry, Jim, that had dawned on me.
The first part's going to be a.
Oh, man, that's bad.
What?
Sorry, keep going.
This is a cool story, bro.
Oh, my bad.
When I was in Mexico in high school, I was reading the Mexican newspaper, and it had Virginia losing to Gonzaga, so I always have fond memories of that loss. That's a rematch game just for me and my soul. And then I was like, Michigan State or Villanova, who would I rather see us get some payback from? So I went with Virginia over Villanova from that amazing game last year, about this time last year.
Yeah.
Like January.
I did. I went UVA over Nova as well.
Sports, cycling.
Gosh. Graham and I spend way too much time.
Wait, tell them about the photo.
The photo. Yeah. Well, that would get weird.
Yeah.
Speaking of Michigan State, sports fans, when we come back, we're talking about in a little NFL free agency and what how Kirk Cousins landed in Minnesota. Stay tuned.
Spoiler alert.
8-1-1, KHOL. Sports fans, it is Friday, and we are Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1 KHOL. And by we, I mean my man to my left, Graham Traynor, looking sun-kissed from his recent trip to Mexico. He still has his shorts on, which weirded me out. And I'm your host, Massey Zeven. There's the upper man thigh that I was really...
Can you take me higher, Scott Stapp?
Really looking forward to. We were talking March Madness last segment. Things are developing as we speak, so it might be even dated. But that's the beauty of March Madness.
The Tubby Smith section was dated. That was my fault.
That was a little dated. But let's talk NFL free agency because of interesting things that happened. The NFL starts again because we only got it. We just got rid of the draft, so why would we ever talk about the NFL again?
Got rid of the draft.
I mean, I got rid of it, but just got past it. Oh, better wording.
Yeah.
The draft is weird. The combine is weird.
Oh, combine. Yeah, combine's stupid. The underwear thing.
And now,
would you rather look at my legs or their legs in underwear?
I think your legs are nice.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
So
we're talking about the NFL. We're talking about free agency.
I'm talking about, when was the last time you got full mass at work?
What?
You know, an erection.
Oh, it's been some time.
Yesterday, ask me how my day was yesterday. Okay. I got a surprise for you.
Is this where Graham forces a storyline without asking?
Maybe.
All right. So how was your day yesterday?
Oh, thanks for asking, Massey.
Yeah.
So what happened was there's a photo of Ezekiel Elliott wearing giver gear from a Buckeyes Against Cancer cruise. We get the photo in. I decide, what's the best way to possibly reach out and ask for permission to use such photo? I go on the old Google. I Google Cardale Jones. And Cardale Jones is in the photo also. I'll show it to you off the air. Great radio. Okay. Cardale Jones, Zeke. I look up Zeke's agent and Cardale Jones on Instagram. Cardale Jones answered me. Zeke's agent answered me. He wanted me to call him. We talked for 20 minutes. Zeke's freaking agent.
His name's Keith Lewis. Keith Lewis, all right.
I woke up thinking, you know what? You know, brush my teeth, maybe a coffee dump. I'm not totally sure. I need to drink more water. If I clip my nails in a few weeks, the bed smells weird.
All things normal so far. Yeah.
And then 3 hours later, I'm talking to Zeke's agent on the phone. And it's work-related?
Are you asleep? Are you dreaming this?
No.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about talking to Zeke's agent for 20 minutes. He just kept talking. He just kept chatting my ear off. It was amazing.
The only reason I'm having trouble believing you is because you've held on to this without telling
me. I'm good at that immediately. Sometimes, I'm good at that.
Okay.
I've been excited for this one.
Hold
on.
Stashing it away. TST has taken... a turn. We're going to get us. Okay. So I'm sorry. Sorry. Keep going. What was the result?
Oh, Zeke is very.
How did he get giver gear?
Bubba went to. Or sorry. Bubba's
his dad.
Columbus, his dad's on. Yeah. Pops
we
is
interviewed
on the booster,
Pops.
Buckeye Boosters program.
All right. Pops.
Handed him out for this cancer event. And Zeke likes it a lot. Wearing it around the boat. It was like a cruise.
All right.
At a full bar. Cardale and Zeke at a full bar. You'll love the picture. It's hilarious. And I can show it to you because I got permission.
Zeke's agent was so
impressed that I actually reached out to make sure it was okay. And he's like, you guys want to be like, or do like a brand ambassador thing? Because Zeke's very open to new things. He's learned some lessons from last year. But
we
had a great time on the phone. He shares some opinions that I have about Roger Goodell, which was very nice. And it was very...
reassuring?
Yeah, refreshing to hear that stance.
Just to hear your opinion come out of somebody else's mouth. All right.
An agent. An NFL sports agent. We talked about how long Tom Brady can play, and he told me I was the first brother he'd ever talked to from Wyoming.
Is that because you're so tan?
I don't know. I think it was more of a human brother, not a brother.
Oh.
Because he said, I know a brother in Denver. I was confused by that, but I kind of just kept rolling with it.
Because his vocabulary is way cooler than yours.
Oh, yeah. He calls me king.
What?
Yeah, he just calls me king. I'm like, you call everybody king? I think he has a crush on me. Because then he answered my email, my follow-up, hey, love chatting. He answered in like under 5 minutes.
We're the only podcast where we have to openly talk about our man flirting with other men because we're oh so hopeful to hit the big leagues.
He's 37. He's from Atlanta. Yeah, he's a great guy. Work related. We'll start with the work stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe future guest.
Stay tuned.
Sorry, that was a rant, but it was exciting.
Sports fans, and y'all both like Mexico. And I'm going to Mexico at the end of the month, and I'm probably going to like it too.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo.
Yeah, man flirting. It's been mere minutes.
The first question
you asked me.
I was doing like the work thing where you like lean back in your chair. I was like playing with my hair while I was talking to him. I was just like, I was having a ball. Don't tell EB.
Okay. All right. I'm going to catch my breath here.
NFL free agency, excuse me. Zeke is not a free agent.
No, he's not. Speaking of, let's talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should do a little heavy dosage on the Saints. I know they're my team.
Yeah.
But it's worth mentioning, Mr. Tom Benson, the man who kept sports in New Orleans, has passed away due to complications of the flu. He was the owner of the Saints and the Pelicans. He left it to the sole heir of his wife, who was with him when he passed.
Gail.
Tom Benson.
Gail Benson.
No.
No, Gail Benson inherits the team. Sorry.
Oh.
His wag.
Well, regardless, he is going to be missed in New Orleans.
Oh, for sure.
Because nothing said bounce back better than winning a Super Bowl 2 years after Katrina. And I know that Katrina gets a lot of attention in the press, and it's almost simultaneous with Drew Brees. But, like,
you know what else he did? He hosted Morgan Cox's Super Bowl championship.
He hosted five Super Bowls in his tenure. So he just like kept it when the Saints were going through the darkest of times. Mm-hmm. He kept it together.
Did move it to San Antonio.
Yeah, or Jacksonville.
Move. Yeah. I actually read that he bought them in 1985 for $70 million, and there was a lot of concern amongst New Orleans fans that he was going to move them to Phoenix or Jacksonville. But he was like, he said something like, I'm proud of where I'm from. Kept him in New Orleans because he's a New Orleans dude. Yeah.
New Orleans is a really interesting culture.
Yeah. I mean,
really, really interesting culture. And mm-hmm. It's kind of loud and people can get obnoxious, but if you go down there and look at it, it's just people having fun.
Yeah. And I like how he trusted Sean Payton so much, let him sign a broken down Drew Brees, and look how that's turned out.
And he allowed Sean Payton to be suspended for a year and have that mm-hmm. nasty cloud over his head. He said, come on back.
That will never happen again. An owner, no.
That will never happen
again. I think you could even...
Yeah, he was
you
like,
could still win a Super Bowl, and the owner would find some way to be like, PR-wise, I just can't keep you on the staff. He just did that. That's crazy.
I actually saw a offensive lineman retiring from the Saints today, and was talking to Drew Brees and how like both men were moved to tears. It was like there's a lot of love down there. A lot of man love. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
And Drew Brees, speaking of free agency, re-signs with NOLA, 2 years, $50 million, 27 guaranteed. There's rumors that there was a $60 million deal out there and he turned it down and people were super surprised. Like, why wouldn't you take the money? It's kind of like, well, I'm in New Orleans. I'm the face of New Orleans. I got kept upright all year. Mm-hmm. I just got a running game. That's pretty sick. We went to the playoffs again and took a miracle to beat us. And we have a defense. And we have a defense. So, like, I have a pretty good situation.
Yeah. Ohio State guy, Lattimore, got sick. Definitely defensive rookie of the year, I think.
At this point right now, they're getting into talks with Nakata Minsu.
Oh, that's right.
So
the Donkey Kong Sue.
Bring it.
Yeah, stomping on heads and skulls in the Superdome.
Big news though. The biggest news is the Kirk Cousins.
Michael Crabtree might sign with the Cowboys. What?
Michael Crabtree is released from the Raiders ahead of Jordy Nelson getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Cousins goes to the Vikings. It basically looks like a Midwest version of Case Keenum. I'm not even sure where Case Keenum from. Case Keenum goes to Denver.
Houston. He went to Houston.
Teddy Bridgewater goes to the Jets, where he automatically now stinks at football. That's too bad because he was pretty good at coming.
I did not see that. I did not hear about Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater to the Jets. Now he's stuck. Now he sucks. That stinks.
Tyrod Taylor, Carlos Hyde, Jarvis Landry to the Browns. Super team.
No. Sam Bradford to Arizona, by the way. They finished out those three. Tyrod to the Browns is the most sense a QB move the Browns has made in a long time, but
What about drafting Tim Couch first?
They need to draft offensive linemen.
What about drafting Brady Quinn in the first round? What about signing Derek Anderson to a long-term contract?
If I had that buzzer and previously on, that's what it would sound like.
The hated get more hateable. Michael Bennett to the Eagles. Barf. While he writes his book called How to Make White People Uncomfortable after his whole charade with the Las Vegas police video, which has all been debunked.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I haven't paid any attention to that.
I knew it the whole time, but couldn't say it. You can't say that stuff out loud.
You do not like outspoken athletes, man. You want them to shut up and be grateful, and it's no.
That's not true. I like LeBron. I like when LeBron says things when he uses the podium at the ESPYs because he has like an actual statement to make and he's not fabricating anything. I respect that. Michael Bennett like fabricated this video and just made this whole. Yeah, he was being overdramatic and he was acting like, oh, look at me, I'm getting arrested by cops. Like, this is so racist. And it was like, well, there's a black cop, there's a Hispanic cop, and then it ends up being just all BS. And I kind of knew it at the time. Like, it just seemed like a lot of he wanted to like continue the Kaepernick March, and it was just something to do before the season started, and I, you know, you just can't say this stuff out loud anymore, but that's how I felt when it came out, and
it is kind of sad that
and he's making this book, which pisses me off more than anything, How to Make White People Uncomfortable. That's what it's called, How to Make White People Uncomfortable.
Oh, well,
that's how you do it right there. So he's just kind of like, he thinks he's so damn funny and smart, and he's like, got it all figured out. Pisses me off. Can't stand him. And he went to Texas A&M.
There it is. I know. I get what you're saying. I at least understand your stance. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, it's so obvious what you're doing when you're writing a book entitled How to Make White People Uncomfortable and this Las Vegas police thing comes out as being BS. It just doesn't look too good. You know, it kind of rubs me in the wrong way.
I don't know. I think maybe he's got enough experiences outside of Las Vegas to police to maybe have an opinion on race. But let's not go there. Let's stay in the free agency.
Oh, okay. Well, the Eagles are going to suck anyway.
They just made their good defense better, and they're getting back their quarterback. Still, they're going to re-sign Nick Foles. Is that a thing? Not that he has a two-year deal, but they're not going to shop him out.
I don't know.
What do you call it?
The Browns have Tyrod. Who else are they going to shop him to?
Buffalo.
Oh, touche. They should just, yeah.
Except for my man AJ McCarron's going to go there.
Oh, should have done a three-way trade. Tyrod to the Browns, Foles to Buffalo, and who goes to the Eagles?
Damn. I haven't thought about that yet. You just sprung this on me.
LeBron?
I think LeBron goes to the Eagles.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't speak in hypotheticals. You just went hypothetical. I'm a facts guy.
Oh,
sort of.
I think I'm out of free agency news.
Jimmy Graham flirting with the Packers.
That's Jake Arrieta went to the Phillies.
See?
Baseball.
Haven't heard of it.
Oh, it's coming up soon.
It's
Massey's
coming up.
Massey's
I'm
getting
downtown baseball
here. He is pissed.
Here. I got a few months left. Sports fans, when we come back, we're going to talk sports more than likely. Well, you know, actually 50-50 chance on that. Stay tuned. This is 89.1 KHOL.
Live to shoot another day.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and you're listening to Teton Sports Talk. And the people behind Teton Sports Talk, so I'm your host, Massey Zeman. To my left, Graham Traynor, upper man thigh, just as just like that perfect toast color, you know? You know when you just pull out the toast out of the oven, it's got that nice, not burnt, but nice just brown color. That's the color of Graham Traynor. And he wants everyone to, out there to visualize how tan he is.
It's really incredible what's changed in a year. Last year, I came back lobster style. This year, I came back, what would you say? Like a nice olive mobster. We were talking mobsters off the air.
Yeah, a little. You got some good pigment.
Speaking of mobsters.
Okay.
Massey. All right, sports fans. Bear with me.
Follow.
Massey off the air says, what were you saying you're going to go do tomorrow?
I got to drive all the way to Sun Valley and back.
To do what?
Pick up some art.
I'm going to. No. You said off the air.
Humongous?
But a
piece of art.
One big piece.
One big
you
piece.
You said one big piece, though. He's going to Sun Valley. Sun Valley Suns just beat the Moves. The trophy's up there now.
Ooh.
You guys were thinking that, right? Because that's what I thought off the air. And I said, he's a proud Moose fan, booster.
You know,
it's something special for you to do
that. It kind of works. It kind of works like this because, let's just say, hypothetically, no direct contact was made between me and the Moose hockey players.
Okay. True. But, we haven't interviewed any of them yet.
Sure.
That's fair.
Sure.
This season.
But, you know, there was a nod. I was at the grocery getting some lunch. One of the captains was washing the windows. He made eye contact, and he just gave me that, like, chin down 3 inches and then went back to his business. I go, that's the signal. That's the signal.
Episode ends, credits roll.
Yeah. How do you like that?
You look out the window and it goes just like traffic noise and no music left and you're just like eating your Chinese food.
Yeah.
Credits.
How did that go? Were you out there, sports fans, listening to that? Were you visualizing what I was visualizing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're telling stories now. We've told some good stories. We're all, maybe we should see if Audible wants us and that the.
Yeah. Marketing the and advertising, all that takes a little more effort.
I got Zeke in my back pocket now.
Gosh, I'm still in a dream world. I'm not even sure if I know.
Oh, yeah, I got to show you the picture so you believe it's true.
Yeah.
Speaking of tans, I had a great analogy while I was sitting by the pool at the all-inclusive resort down in Puerto Vallarta.
Okay, so before...
Sayulita was the rugged, like, rural, we're going to, like, walk on cobblestone and go on scenic... secluded
cultural
beach hikes
things.
And like take our clothes off and have sex on the beach and
the drink.
Yeah.
The sex on the beach drink. Is drinks. Delicious.
Don't you want to be an uncle again?
Time out. Time out. That's too much.
Is it?
Too much.
All right.
That was too much.
Sorry.
Segment 3 minutes to 3:30, 3:50.
All right. So the second part was lazy time. We're in Puerto Vallarta, all inclusive. So everything's free.
We're just going
we paid
through,
for it.
We're just going
7 days
ago. Mexican vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So I'm sitting by the pool.
All right.
And I'm like in the pool.
I'm just trying to figure out how many daiquiris you've had by the pool at this point.
This is 4 p.m. So I've had 8 different mixed drinks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is where this brain
is. The Roadrunner, the Blue Hawaiian, the Paloma with Mezcal, the Margarita, the Dirty Monkey, what else did I have?
I don't care.
Okay.
Don't care.
Anyway, I was looking at the pool and I was like day 2.
I was
looking around. I was like, God, this pool is so beautiful. Infinity pools, et cetera. Everybody's in the pool. I look at the beach. Nobody's on the beach. I was like, really nice resort beach pools are like the big television at Jerry World where you can just be stuck watching the game from the TV and you don't even look down at the field to see what's right in front of you. You see it?
I understand.
You get it?
I get it.
Yeah.
No one was on the beach.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
Was it on the Pacific side?
Yeah.
So that water's super cold.
It wasn't that cold. It wasn't that bad.
Pacific water is super cold.
Yeah, we're on the Pacific side. It wasn't that bad. Maybe you're kind
the
of a
water?
Wuss. Yeah. Maybe you're kind of a weenie.
I don't know. I'm pretty
I went
sure
snowmobiling today, man. Cold is
in
not
your
even
shorts.
Does not even make a difference to me. I'm gonna you know what I'm gonna
right.
do?
What?
Participate in hill climb. TSD sponsored.
Dude, is the hill climb going to happen? I doubt it. Hey, speaking, you know what we haven't mentioned all day? A salute to our frat brethren. St. Patrick's Day on Saturday. I mean, give them hell.
Oh, Troy boy, you're in Sri Lanka during March Madness. That's the least American thing you could possibly have done.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
Oh, he's already back.
He's got back Wednesday.
I thought he like booked a flight to Sri Lanka after the DeAndre Hunter news or something.
Yeah.
Because that'd be cheap.
St. Paddy's Day ranks up there. It's definitely one of the holidays where if your boss was at all thoughtful,
mm-hmm.
he would make you work all St. Paddy's Day until like 2.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it's on Saturday this year.
Yeah.
But he'd give you the day off. It's kind of like the 4th of July. No matter where the 4th hits.
You mean give you the next day off?
Give me the next day off.
Oh, okay. So work till 2, next day off.
Next day off.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, but doesn't matter. Because Saturday, all the amateurs are out too. Saturday and Sunday. What? Big St. Paddy's Day.
How about this? I'll edit. I'm the boss here.
Uh-huh.
I'll edit tonight. So I'll give you that off. As close to St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, there you go. I appreciate that.
What else do I have here? Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you. EB has had, Selfie Queen has had Bachelor on a lot lately. Try to watch some of that. I feel bad. That's the only reality show you watch. That is the worst of all. I need to get you some Vanderpump Rules on VHS. Get you caught up.
Speechless. I don't watch. I know a little bit more about The Bachelor than I should.
Your voice went up. You talking about watching it? You and Morgan Cox were talking. Were you just talking?
No.
Were you just relating to him?
So something big happened on The Bachelor where he like chose one girl and then like flip flopped and then chose the other one.
Ooh.
But at the end of the show, the girl they got broken up with had a bunch of guys come out and tell them how much they're excited are to be on The Bachelor because she's the new Bachelorette.
Are you talking about the ending?
Yeah.
Massey, and some of our fans have not finished this.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Let's talk sports. Do we have any sports?
Oh, yeah. I got you. Sorry.
All right.
Minor league baseball. They're actually, so they're...
Tim Tebow got cut.
Oh, he did?
I don't know.
No, they're experimenting with the those rules with putting a player on second in extra innings to make it sexy for millennials so they'll start watching baseball
again.
And
a pitch count, right?
And a 15-second pitch clock.
Why are you blaming millennials?
It's insane.
Blame the people that made this decision.
The corporations?
Yeah. Yeah. You're just like, oh, they're appealing to the
millennials. I'm blaming attention spans.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay. Well, extra innings happen, what, 10% of the time?
I'm a millennial. I'm just, all right, the ones below us. What is the next? What's the one below us?
So I got a name for these.
Yes.
These are screenagers.
Oh, that's very good.
Screenagers. They grew up, if an iPhone first touched your, you don't remember the first place you saw an iPhone, then you're a screenager.
That's perfect.
Because I was in Raleigh Court, apartment A, and someone pulled out their iPhone to look up a restaurant, and I was like, what the heck is that?
Future is here.
And they're like, dude, look, it's an iPhone. I can access the internet like and people's menus. I was like, that is mind-blowing.
Was that a 56K iPhone connection
I don't
back
know.
Then?
I don't know.
The old days?
It weighed 10 pounds.
Yeah.
I wheeled it in on a dolly.
Exactly. No, I mean, like, yeah, I think screenagers is perfect. I was trying to, like, Gen Insta or Gen Snap.
No, screenagers, man.
I like screenagers.
But putting a guy on second, that's pretty preposterous, right? Because
that's so
a bunt.
This stuff ever gets...
Bunt and two sack flies,
yeah.
Or a bunt and a sack fly.
Baseball
away
guy
from...
over here, look at this. You're lighting up.
Well,
I brought up Jake Arrieta of the Phillies and you wanted to puke.
No, I
baseball's
just did,
back.
Yeah, but I at least have...
UVA baseball.
Basic understanding of the game.
3 or 4 years ago.
I know, and I like
you
them.
You used to love baseball.
What are you? The war on baseball is not. All right,
oh,
go ahead.
So I had some other ideas.
Okay.
How about foul ball catches and drops are outs and the ball's like not live, but the batter still has another shot. So if a audience member.
Okay.
Not audience member, sorry. If a sports fan, what would you call somebody who goes to a game? A
spectator.
Spectator. Big words.
Yeah.
They catch it, it's an out. If they drop it, still in play.
Okay, if you use your food item, do you get deducted points? If you catch it in your beer.
Oh, yeah, hands.
You got to catch it with your hands. But what if you chug the beer?
Oh, that's tough.
Okay. So the fans are somehow now involved.
The fans are now involved.
I feel like it should be on a foul ball.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you touch the foul ball, it's in play. Is that already a thing? I don't think so.
If you're going
for the catch and you're committed,
mm-hmm.
and you touch it before it hits the ground, then it's a live ball.
Talking about a player or a spectator?
Now I'm talking about a player.
Oh, foul ball if you touch it.
So I'm the catcher, and yeah. I'm running down towards the dugout,
mm-hmm.
and I miss the catch going into the dugout. but I touch it. Yeah. I don't just miss it. I don't whiff. I touch it. It goes into the dugout. Live ball.
Oh, you want to add that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Live I thought you were asking me if that was a actual rule right now. I was lost for a second.
I was going to say no. I think I probably worded it that way.
Bases that move. Like we were playing with a drone today when I was snowmobiling because I'm an athlete. Uh-huh. And I was thinking about like RC cars. The bases move. So like somebody's like stealing second and the base starts moving further away. Okay. The base sneaks out in the outfield.
Yeah, but it stayed within the can it stay
line.
It has to stay within the dirt, right?
Sure.
Or the straight line.
No, sure. I like dirt.
I feel like having to be able to catch
pivot right and then go around the player.
To be able to catch the RC car, mm-hmm. if it's a shifty RC car, would be super talented. Like maybe the RC car comes at you and then it changes direction last second and you got to diving.
I like it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got?
They have dog days at... Somebody asked somebody about this.
This is our segment called Changing Baseball Rules.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep everybody up to speed.
For screenagers.
Yeah.
Screenager baseball rule changes. Mm-hmm. They have dog days at the ballpark in Arlington for the Rangers where you can like bring a dog, which I don't know. I feel so bad for whoever has to be on cleanup crew that night. I hope you get like free beer for a month or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, dog day, but in the minor league games, just to test it out, dog day, you can let your dogs just like go out in the field too. So dogs are in play. So players are kind of like dodging dogs and they're stealing bases. Dogs are going after the ball. Third baseman wants to like turn double play. The dog gets it first.
Yeah. So you got to.
Just make this entertaining again, because I think baseball's so boring, you know?
Like, and we got to replace that baseball with something the dog can catch.
So white like, tennis balls?
Yeah. So like, if it's a blooper, you better get there fast, because that golden retriever is going to beat you there and just take off running.
God, I would watch. Like I would start watching minor league baseball.
Yeah. So some dogs are going to be good. Some dogs are going to be good, and they're going to bring it to the base. They're going to, you know, what are they going to... They're the cutoff man, so to speak.
Yeah.
Others are going to be like, you can't catch me. So you better not let the dog get you. And who in their right mind would like kick a dog? You're gonna jump over the dog.
Oh,
you're
God.
You're gonna go around the dog. You know, well, I've kicked a dog before.
That player would get scrutinized. You kicked a dog?
I've kicked Griff before.
Easy, Mike Vick. Jesus.
Well, dude, he's like,
what is wrong with you?
Pooped on the floor. He's done a lot of things. You're like, or Callie. Callie's a big dog, and she gets in dog fights. And in dog fights, I don't stick my hands or my face in there. I just stick my foot.
I mean, it'd be kind of funny if the dog went out to the opposing team, the away team's pitching mound, and pooped on the pitching mound. And then the pitcher slipped on it.
Psych out.
That'd be wild and wacky.
Yeah. All right. I like it. What else?
That was it. I got there. What else? We got Scientology Network coming to TV.
Uh-huh. Have you seen NRA TV?
Fade Man Buns.
Look up NRA TV. Uh-huh.
Paul the Sprint guy, the guy that was a traitor to Verizon. Would you pick one of those three? We'll talk about it.
Paul, the Sprint guy, trader.
You know the Hear Me Now guy. He's now the Sprint guy.
He's just getting paid.
Oh man, see, that's so bad.
Oh my gosh, you want loyalty? Loyalty? You know what loyalty is?
Oh, here we go.
Zeros. Sign me.
Commas, bro.
Commas.
Three commas.
You want me to say? I want to have some stupid? I want to be. I'm like a semi celebrity. I'm the guy that someone sees in the elevator. That goes, how do I know you? Or you look so familiar. It's like. Yeah, I'm the Can You Hear Me Now guy. Now he's got a new identity, being the exact same character that's a little more articulate.
So you're saying you would leave Teton Art Services for a higher paying job that's also art related?
I do feel loyalty. You're right.
You do feel loyalty?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But the guy's not doing anything.
Are you growing a heart?
No, I'm not saying. Well, the difference being what I flip it on my
he's
boss.
He's just smug. He's just like making fun of the old company he worked for. When there's nothing wrong with Verizon, probably.
Well, he doesn't have a job. He's jobless. I have a job. I'm not going to leave my job.
Whoa.
That guy does not have a job.
Massey's on his eye horse.
He needs a new job.
Paul the Sprint guy versus
Massey. Paul the Sprint guy needs a new job, and he's like, I'm not on my high horse. You're on your high horse.
I'm on a high stool.
You're like, oh, well, I wouldn't do it. That guy hasn't been in a Verizon spokesman in probably like 10 years.
Yeah, but there's
when's
so
the
many,
last time you saw him? He doesn't have a job.
He could have been on a Netflix show.
The guy does not
there's
have
so
a job.
There's so many Netflix shows. He could have been a guy playing with his kid in the background at a park.
Oh, just some stand-in? He probably is, but I don't even know it. That was worthless. I can't believe I talked about that for 90 seconds. Sports fans.
Jeez.
That is it. That's all we got.
Time for the Who's to play. Time to drink some green beer.
There is a big thing. There is a
time to get Tanner.
Big thing going on right now, and Arizona is currently losing to Buffalo. And
oh, I had my. Sorry.
I'm pretty stoked.
One last thing.
No,
my
this
NCAA
is it.
Jokes.
Sports fans, that was it. I'm not sure where that fits into all the sports news, but this has been a pleasure. It's Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1 KHOL.